Good morning, fantasy football. I'm your host, Robert Imes, and I am the Keeper King. I hope you guys are doing okay. I know things are getting crazy. Things are a little weird right now. Things are just like, you know, we're not used to things that are going on right now. But I want to be, and I'm hoping to be, a great outlet for you guys to be able to get away from that just a little bit. And to talk about some fantasy football. All right, guys. So let's get into some news. Roger Goodell said teams are not expected to go away for training camp. Roger Goodell also said the NFL salary cap could decline for the 2021 season. Now, here's some pretty big news. Raheem Mostert, you guys, if you guys have been following me, and if you guys are new, welcome to Keeper Kings. Our motto here is for you to keep being the king of your league. And we also base our information around Superflex stats. We also do, you know, you could take this information, use it for single quarterback leagues. You know, so we give you guys a lot of great information. But if you are new, and if you are not new, you guys know I like Raheem. I love Raheem Mostert. This guy is about to be the man. I'm telling y'all, if you guys can get him in some later rounds where I've gotten him around maybe like right, you know, round 8, 9. If you can get Raheem Mostert around there, dude, this guy has the chance. And I really believe this guy can be an RB1, even if he is in a committee, because we've seen him do it already. I mean, he was averaging, you know, 20 to 30 points a game, and that's just running. Okay, that's not him being utilized really in the receiving game, and that's okay because we all know Jerick McKinnon is the guy for receiving, and we've seen what Tevin Coleman can do. All right, but here's the thing. Here's the news, all right? Raheem Mostert could sign his extension before George Kittle, okay? The Atlantic, Matt Barrow speculates, 49ers, so speculates, so this isn't for sure, but he's saying could see a deal get done. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. And how about this? Boston Scott, okay? Scott competing for more an offensive role. If you guys don't know who Boston Scott is, he is a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Atlantic's Zach Berman suggests Eagles running back Boston Scott could be competing for more an offensive role. Boston Scott, I mean, he did a little bit. I mean, he wasn't, you know, super uber productive. But, I mean, in the 11 games that he played, he rushed for 245 yards, and he was averaging 4 yards per carry, had 24 receptions for 204 yards and 5 touchdowns. So, I mean, this guy has shown some stuff, but the Eagles don't believe how Scott played in December was a mirage or simply a hot streak, but rather an indication he can be a weapon for the offense. Scott writes, whenever they are on the field for training camp, Scott won't be competing for a roster spot. He'll be competing for more an offensive role. So how about that? I mean, Scott came off the bench for Jordan Howard and Darren Sproles over the last month of the season, averaging 87.5 yards from week 14 on. So it sounds like he's kind of gotten this role. So if you can get him in the later rounds, dude, take that, or girl, woman, take the shot on Boston Scott. It's definitely worth your while. Now, if you haven't had your rookie draft yet, I haven't. I mean, there's been a couple rookie drafts I've had, but if you haven't had yours yet, here's some news for you. Henry Ruggs, oh man, he's injured right now. He injured his thigh while moving furniture. The number 12 overall pick, Henry Ruggs, is on crutches after recently injuring his thigh while moving furniture. So his father said he's pretty much okay. It was just like a little open wound on his leg, a little incision, like something had stuck him right there on his thigh a little bit. The Raiders were made aware of the injury, but there's no reason to believe it's anything too serious. So we're kind of, right now we're kind of in the clear, all right, guys? Marlon Mack, I mean, Reich continues to highlight three running back backfield. I mean, we kind of know this. I mean, obviously they got Jonathan Taylor, they got Marlon Mack, and they got Nyheim Hines. We know what Nyheim Hines can do. And even Jordan Wilkins, honestly, when he's been used, I mean, he's been, you know, pretty semi-productive. He'd be like a Raheem Mostert on somebody's team when Raheem Mostert was young, okay? It'd be kind of like that, all right? So, I mean, Wright continues to say there's definitely inherent respect for the starter returning. When asked about the team's backfield and running back Marlon Mack. So there you go. Terry McLaurin, Ron Rivera compares Terry McLaurin to DJ Moore. How about that? I mean, obviously we know what Terry McLaurin can do. I mean, this guy can ball out. He's a man. Mo Alie-Cox, I like this guy, guys. This is a sleeper tight end right here. If you guys can get Mo Alie-Cox, I would get this guy, okay? Fuck Trey Burton. Jack Doyle's getting, you know, old. Frank Reich wants to get this young guy in. He wants to get him used. So Frank Reich saying that Mo Alie-Cox will play more this season as a key run block and pass catcher. How about that? Let's go. George Kittle. I talked about Raheem Mostert and George Kittle a little bit earlier ago, but George Kittle is saying he's far apart on contract extension. I don't care about the tight end market. I'm being paid to do a George Kittle deal, were the words of George Kittle's agent. So how about that? Dude wants to get paid. I mean, respect to him. I mean, he deserves it. I mean, he's still young. And I mean, he's you know, fucking George Kittle, okay? All right, guys. Let's get into the quarterbacks. No, there's no Jay Gooney today. He's having to work and fix up his bathroom. The shower is leaking, so he's going to have to work on that. But that's all right. No problem. Let's keep moving on. Let's do a little quick recap. I talked about Gardner Minshew, then I talked about Phillip Rivers, then Kirk Cousins, then I talked about Baker Mayfield. The next guy I want to talk about here is Joe Burrow. Yes, they got A.J. Green, they got Joe Mixon. I mean, they still have Tyler Boyd. Man, I'm blanking on Auden Tate. They still got him. Joe Burrow, I mean, he's got the weapons. I can't have, you know, I'm expecting him to have a really great season, just like most rookie quarterbacks. I'm not expecting him to be, you know, crazy with it. But does he have the ability to just, you know, go out there and do everything he can and have one hell of a season? Oh, yes, he can. I wouldn't put it past him. But I don't, you know, I have him right where Baker Mayfield is. You know, that's kind of where I'd see him at. After Joe Burrow, you got Derek Carr. Obviously, they got Henry Ruggs, so they got themselves a nice deep threat kind of guy. They still got Darren Waller. But I got Derek Carr here after Joe Burrow. After Derek Carr, I got Jimmy Garoppolo. They got Brandon Ayuk, but we know what Deebo Samuel can do. And obviously, the 49ers are a run-pound kind of game. They still throw the ball, but not as much. They're mostly throwing to George Kittle. But, I mean, with the news, I mean, if George Kittle, I mean, I don't see George Kittle sitting out at all. But if he were, you know, I mean, that could be big impact to Jimmy Garoppolo and everything that's got going on in the passing game, at least. After Jimmy Garoppolo, I got Sam Darnold here. Yeah, they got Rashad Perriman, I mean, as long as he, you know, can catch that ball, which, I mean, he was showing with the Bucks that, I mean, he can do it. I have him in a couple leagues. I like, you know, so I like Rashad Perriman, but I do have one share of Sam Darnold. If you guys haven't had your rookie, you know, drafts yet, I definitely suggest grabbing Denzel Mims, especially if Perriman can't do it. Dude, I expect Mims to get right up in there and to have a good game, a good season as a rookie. Maybe have like a Terry McLaurin kind of season where he has a couple great games, you know, and a couple, you know, kind of games. That's where I see it. But Sam Darnold, though, they kind of helped the offensive line. I'm really expecting Sam Darnold to kind of, you know, revitalize himself and do something finally. Right after Sam Darnold, this is going to be kind of crazy, but I got Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, when he started playing, he was pretty good. I'm just saying, If you guys are, you know, I mean, I'm talking about Superflex here. Listen to this. You could get yourselves, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let me think here. Maybe around, you know, 13 to 15. You know, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then if you had Tua, say you like Tua and you grabbed him early or a little bit earlier, you know, I don't really suggest grabbing, you know, another quarterback on the same team. That's not really good to do. But if you're in a startup and, you know, Tua's later, whatever, I like Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you can, you know, if you got him, you're in good hands. If you haven't had your rookie draft, I would suggest grabbing Tua because, you know, they don't just grab Tua for no reason. So even if you are in a startup super flex draft and you grab Tua, and if Ryan Fitzpatrick, say you got 25 rounds, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still there, you know, kind of late, and you can grab him, go ahead and grab him because, you know, we aren't for sure if Tua is going to start the season as a rookie anyways. After this, I got Nick Foles. The writing is kind of on the wall here, guys. We kind of suggesting that Nick Foles is going to be the guy. Look, they're not going to sign Mitchell Trubisky to his fifth-year contract. We already know this. Nick Foles is kind of the guy. I mean, he knows, you know, Matt Nagy's offense. Hopefully, he can do something. I mean, he didn't do shit with the fucking Jags. I'm just saying. Sorry about the language if you guys got kids and you're listening to this. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be next. I mean, the Panthers got some, you know, weapons. They got Curtis Samuel. They got DJ Moore. Obviously, they got Christian McCaffrey. They also got Ian Thomas there at tight end. But still, we still got to know what Teddy Bridgewater can do. I mean, yes, we've seen what he can do with the Saints, and it wasn't bad. And he was good. But I got to see more from Teddy Bridgewater before I can say, hey, we got to move him up. I like Drew Lock. Okay, this kid, I'm expecting him to really take another step here. If you can get him a little bit later here, definitely pick him up because he can have a really good season. Obviously, they got Jerry Jeudy and they got Courtland Sutton. I mean, things are about to get real. You know what I mean? Up next, I got Dwayne Haskins. They got Terry McLaurin. They got a couple guys there. I'm blanking on. I know they brought in a wide receiver. I'm just blanking on the name. But I do know they got Steven Sims, which I really like Steven Sims. And they still have Kelvin Harmon there, which obviously I'm pretty sure I've talked about it. Maybe I might be crazy, but I'm not crazy. But I think they might have said something about maybe moving him to tight end. Maybe that was the other guy that the Arizona Cardinals just signed, which I'm forgetting his name. But Dwayne Haskins, I mean, Ron Rivera seems like he wants to give him a chance and give him a shot. He wants to see what he can do. I like Haskins. And obviously we know where his receiving guy is, and that's Terry McLaurin. Okay. Up here I got Tyrod Taylor. Obviously we don't know what Justin Herbert can do, and we obviously don't really know what Tyrod Taylor can do. I mean, it's almost been like two seasons since he's really played and been behind, you know, center. Well, two seasons because Baker Mayfield. But still, I mean, we've seen what he can do with the Browns. But that was the Browns, a little bit different than the Chargers here. Different O-line. So, yeah. Tyrod Taylor, I mean, he's still got Keenan Allen. He's still got Mike Williams. Obviously, you got Hunter Henry. Austin Eckler, which you guys know, I like Austin Eckler. And Tyrod Taylor can move the ball. But a lot of people are saying, oh, he's a mobile kind of guy. He doesn't do a whole lot of dump-offs. He can move. Hey. It's been a couple years. I'm just saying, you got to take that into factor here. Could help out Austin Eckler. And, you know, obviously Keenan Allen, all right? Last guy here, guys, is Jarrett Stidham. Not sure what he can do, but I really have good and high hopes for Jarrett Stidham to have a good season and to be a really good, to be a good quarterback. I believe in Belichick. He obviously believes in Stidham, and if anybody of you guys have ever watched, I mean, I've watched a couple videos on Stidham on YouTube. You guys look them up. Guys, if you guys don't look up players, I look up players, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, just like an NFL team would do. They look up information on their players. They look and see, hey, what type of guy is this? You know, does he hang out with these kind of guys? You know, or what, or these kind of groups? You know what I mean? So I kind of like to look at some type of videos of these guys just to see what, you know, who they are. But Jarrett Stidham, here at 32. And guys, I want to talk about something here real quick. Now, there's in a couple of my leagues that I'm in, there's been, you know, some, you know, trick, you know, talk of the 1-1, okay? And I just want to talk about this for just a couple minutes. Honestly, is 1-1 really worth what you have to pay for it? I mean, if you really think about it, you gotta pay. Sometimes you gotta pay like an arm and a leg. I mean, there are some leagues where I'm sure you can get 1-1 easily, you know, because you know not many people know what they're doing or not very informed on the values and stuff like that, or it's not very intense kind of league. But you know, just really think about, because I've had some offers from people wanting to get some people off of my teams. You know, and give me the 1-1, or you know, but I've never really had the desire. Like I thought about going after 1-1 in one league. I got 103, I got 105, I got 109, and 201 in a 10-team Superflex league. All right, so I honestly could go trade for the 1-1, and I've had some offers. You know, him wanting to send me the 1-1, but when I think about it. I gotta give up a lot. Why would I want to go give up, you know, like 1-3 and 1-9 to get 1-1? You know, why would I want to do that when I could get two really good guys? You know, just honestly, just for this class, just right now, is this kind of like my feeling for this? But if people are trying to trade you for 1-1, if it's a really good deal, like you're not giving up like a whole lot, or you're not giving up a lot, or you know what I mean? If you know what I mean, so if you don't have to do that, then go ahead and go. Excuse me, guys. Then go ahead and go for that trade. But if you're looking, you know, somebody's trying to trade you a whole lot, or if you have to trade a whole lot to get 1-1, don't do it. It's not worth it. You know, that's all I gotta say. I don't really think it's really that worth it. Just because of how much you have to give away to get it. Guys, I appreciate you guys for listening. As always, I hope you guys stay safe. Keep being the king of your league. Guys, we still have the Keeper King League. I still got availability, guys. Message me on Sleeper. It's Keeper King IAMS because I am's the Keeper King. All right, guys. Follow me on Twitter. Same username, guys. Same at. I make it that easy for you guys on Twitter. And join our Facebook group, Keeper Kings. Guys, we got a lot of good information, good conversations on that, guys. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I will see you guys later.